Good morning. Welcome to it. It's the Thursday edition of your favorite morning program, 5:39. Let us now jump into the entertainment news. My predictions are beginning to come true. Remember, I told you that something was going to happen to Tom Brady by the third game of the regular season, and he'd be done. He'd be gone. He'd be out.
No, it's not. It's not serious.
And
he'll be back at practice today.
What's his name is going to be coming up?
Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow will be coming up as the starting quarterback here very soon. As we know in the preseason, the second stringer, what's his name? Billy, I don't know, got his bell rung. And was out. Tebow came in. Not an impressive start, but he did do. He did all right. Now Brady had his leg broken off.
No.
Tom Brady got hurt yesterday. They amputated his leg right below the left armpit.
You know, some people actually believe everything you say.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the real thing is, he hurt his left knee during a joint practice between the Patriots and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That had to be embarrassing. It's the same knee that kept him on the bench for the entire 08 season.
I saw the film. They had a film of it. The defensive lineman pushed the offensive lineman back into him and rolled up his leg a little bit.
Yeah, it was
not
just
serious. He's expected to be back at practice today.
But it weakened the knee, and by the third game of the regular season, something's going to happen. That knee will snap off like a Lego piece.
Well, can't Tebow just touch it and make it better?
Touché, my friend. Actually, that's funny.
Yeah.
But no, I'm sorry. That's not the way it's going to work. So there's that. Now, this morning, I'd like this to be the musical segment of the entertainment division. You ready?
Yeah.
Yahoo came out, and we've had different surveys from Yahoo regarding the best rock band of all time and this and that. Well, they've come out with a survey of the best summer songs of all time. I'm going to play a snippet, and you tell me who they are. And if you agree whether or not it's one of the best summer songs of all time. Ready? Here's their number four section. What do you think?
Vacation by the Go-Go's. So these are going to be songs about summer, not songs that necessarily came out during the summer.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, precisely. Okay. This is the song that you want
to
hear.
Sure. Put it on the list.
I'll have to go along
with
it.
I had no problems with the Go-Go's. Yeah. They were harmless fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The next one. Let's see if you get this one. Not bad looking, that's for sure. Remember the song I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It?
Oh, Katy Perry?
There you go. That's Katy Perry, California Girls.
That's the one with Snoop Dogg. The video is very interesting with that one, too.
I have not seen the video.
Well, you need to go on YouTube and check out the video.
I will go do that during the break.
Yeah.
Only because
reference purposes only.
I must research these things if we're going to talk about them. Here's the next one. That's the number two summer song, Margaritaville, Jimmy Buffett. I have to say, I agree. Searching for my lost sugar song. You know, lazy afternoon.
Absolutely.
on the beach. You walk back and, have a tasty adult beverage. And here is, according to Yahoo, the number one summer song. You got to guess what it might be?
Well, it's not going to be Summer by War, although that should probably be the one right up there. I don't know.
All right, here we go. This is the number one summer song, according to Yahoo. If everybody had an ocean across the USA,
then everybody'd be surfing. Well, the Beach Boys did a song called All Summer Long, so shouldn't that be the top summer song?
I don't know. Now, I'm going to go along with saying that I don't think you can have a list of classic summer beach songs without the Beach Boys, but I'll be perfectly honest with you. That's not this generation, man. That's I remember surfing when they made surfboards out of wood.
This generation's pop music mostly stinks. Yes, come on, admit it. You know.
Mostly the music, it does suck. But when you say that, it's like, back in my day.
I don't care if I sound old.
We made music the old-fashioned way with
horn section. We actually had to play instruments, and they actually had to sing without the auto-tune.
Right, let me give you an example of bad music. You know who the Tanning Mom is, right? The Tan Mom?
Right.
All right. She's actually released a song.
Really? Drop my top down at the beach or on the town. From Malibu
to Jersey Shore. Don't do Eno, not a whore. Wanna see. Isn't that awesome? Oh, that's great. Yeah, and you can just see the skin cancer growing
now,
on her while you're hearing
now,
this song.
Who do you take more to task for this? The woman who's trying to make a buck and make a living, or the producers who are exploiting her to no end?
The producers are bottom dwelling, scum sucking human beings, lower than personal injury attorneys. And used car salesmen.
Same people that use the Octomom for their porno film.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. And you know, there's no talent involved in that. Nothing at all. All right, so Blue Oyster, I'm sorry, Eminem, Blue Oyster Cult's Alan Lanier died, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he passed away. Eminem has released a new song. You ready for this?
He's back. You got the right one. That's not him.
That is. It's called Survival. Now, that's not him, but this is his song. I can see the finish line with each line that I finish. I'm so close to my goals, I can almost pole vault over the goalposts. And if I don't got enough in the tank, maybe I can just siphon enough to finish. You know, that's something that I'd like to listen to while having a quiet romantic dinner with my wife.
Sure.
That's good music right there. And then Prince has released a new song.
I heard a little bit of this yesterday online. He's almost playing lounge music now. He's ready for Vegas. Listen to this.
Now. Another long night. Oh, yeah. Or another
mystery. This is not
a good groove to it.
This is not the Prince of Let's Go Crazy, though.
This has got a good groove to it. I like this. We got the groove it. See, it harkens back to the old days. That harkens back to Motown, man. I like that.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, and then last...
Certainly not cutting edge, though.
No, no. Oh, you want music that has no idea what cutting edge is? All right, this is the last bit of music I'm going to play for you, and it's appropriate that you say that, because it's a perfect lead-in. It's almost as if we'd planned it. Here it is. Name the artist, and that's all I'm going to ask you to do, is just name the artist.
Right.
And this is a brand new song, by the way. Yeah, but nice, or you can't see mama at all. You gotta kiss your mama, treat her right, or she won't be home when you call. Now, I don't care for the kind of a man on the installment plan. She's hot. I'd would hit that.
Oh, you can't see your mama at all. Oh, I know what this is. This is from that. This is from the soundtrack of Boardwalk Empire, the show on HBO. I talked about this last week. This is now my memory is escaping me.
Yeah, it was Liza Minnelli.
Yes, Liza Minnelli. That's right.
Liza Minnelli.
I love the title of the song. Give him the title of the song.
It was. Hang on. I scan.
If you.
Liza Minnelli, You've Got to See Mama
every night, or you don't see Mama at all. It's an old song from the 20s, redone by Liza Minnelli.
Yeah, that's cutting edge. That's awesome.
But that's from a soundtrack from Boardwalk Empire, a TV show set back in the 20s. So,
it's appropriate that she strikes while the iron is hot. Oh, there it is. You'll not be able to get any of that out of your brain today. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, we'll be right back.
There's much celebration in North Korea right now. North Korea has announced they've developed their first ever smartphone. It's called the Arirang. The Arirang is just like an iPhone, but if you ask Siri any questions, she reports you to the police. Well, actually, it might be more accurate to say that North Korea pretended to unveil a smartphone because it is widely believed that these phones were secretly built in China and shipped to North Korea so they could pretend to have made them. So it isn't just us here in America cheating off the Chinese kids. It's all over the place. It's hard to believe they built a smartphone is because Wi-Fi and cell phone data plans are illegal in North Korea. You can't, no one has a friends and family, you can't even have friends and family in North Korea. So they have a smartphone that doesn't do anything. Essentially, they've invented a rectangle that you have to charge once a day.
Rush, Sean, and the Wisconsin Morning News. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.